tensions between Damascus and Ankara show no sign of abating as Turkey continues shelling targets inside Syria. Turkey claims they are in retaliation to mortar bombs fired into Turkish territory. Damascus has not claimed responsibility for the shelling. At least 100 foreign-backed insurgents have been killed in the Syrian army's operations in the province of Homs. The military says it is advancing in the city of Homs and the nearby town of Qusair. The operations are part of the army's efforts to clear the area of militants. Bahrainis hold rallies to voice solidarity with rights activist Nabil Rajab as a court dismisses a request to release him. The prominent activist is currently serving a three-year jail term for attending anti-regime protests. Rajab went on hunger strike after authorities denied him permission to attend his mother's memorial services. In Athens, Greek pensioners torch EU flags outside the European Union offices, showing their anger over the bloc's proposed policies. The protesters also clashed with police over austerity cuts. Two of the country's biggest labor unions have also called for protests over the severe spending cuts. More bad news for the British. The government says it will slash $16 billion from the welfare budget. The Chancellor of the Exchequer says the welfare budget will be trimmed if the Conservative Party is re-elected to office. The UK has already cut disability support for over 200,000 people. A new wave of attacks by Israel wounds at least five Palestinians, including four children in the Gaza Strip. The attacks targeted residential areas and forced the evacuation of five schools across the Strip. A Palestinian was killed and 11 others injured in Israeli attacks on Rafah on Sunday. U.S. Republican hopeful Mitt Romney slams President Barack Obama's Middle East policies and what he calls Iran's rising influence in the region. He says Obama has failed in identifying and organizing the Syrian opposition. Romney was speaking on his foreign policy agenda ahead of November 6th presidential election. Gasoline prices exceed $5 a gallon in the U.S. state of California, much higher than the national average. The spike came after a series of refinery mishaps limiting supply and forcing many station owners to shut down their pumps. Los Angeles residents are desperately searching for the cheapest prices.